Good morning, Laguna Beach. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My name is Don Shortino, pastor of Laguna Beach Networks. Each week we look at a song lyric or two, recognize these lines of heart cries or prayers that are common to humanity. They are what I call themes of the heart concerning our journey here on earth. Life's a journey that invites and demands us to find answers beyond ourselves, giving us the love and help we need so we can live in love as God intended. My desire is to give us some help and hope connecting our heart cries with heaven. And today I want to begin a new series called The Story of Your Life. We just finished 5 weeks on the adventure of it all as we start this new year, seeing the year ahead, the decade ahead, the rest of our days ahead as an adventure and not something that just we tolerate or endure, but to see that there's adventure in every day of our life and to be able to have this kind of attitude to keep going further, accomplishing more, enjoying more, and sharing all the more with others. Being an inspiration as we just kind of live out our lives, people are watching and seeing that we're on an adventure, I believe inspires others and it's even contagious. So today we want to start this series, The Story of Your Life. You know, our lives are a storybook, I believe, and each one is different. Just as each individual is different, one of a kind, you know, like a snowflake, one of a kind, you know, each one of us are different, one of a kind. And our story is a unique story. It's very personal, and yet it's very unique. And each one of us having many chapters and sections to the story of our lives. I like to look at, my life and the years that have gone by as chapters or sections of a book. You know, it's a book written for me, I believe, by God, and it's my destiny. And so I look for the pages to be unfolded. I look to walk through the pages. All these kinds of analogies help me to stay on track. I believe that, you know, our lives are a collection of stories, of discoveries, of lessons that we've learned, all kinds of relationships that we've had, that have impacted us, even the ones that have hurt us and disappointed us. We can learn from that. We can move forward. We can be bigger than the offense with God and His help. We can forgive people. You know, our stories are of good experiences. And they're also made up of hard and bad ones. And we have to be able to face them all and be able to turn even the hard ones and the bad ones into something that is transformational for us and maybe for even the circumstance. We get through it, again, with the help of God and friends. Our journey on earth is the story of our lives. I'm going to say that again. Our journey on earth is the story of our lives. So to embrace and endure our journey is essential to be a good story. We have to endure it. We have to embrace it. We can't just let outside forces dictate what our life will be. Really, I believe that we are the co-authors, so to speak, the ones that take this story that's already been written of our lives, and we have to go for it and take it, as opposed to kind of missing it in so many ways. It's so easy to miss our story because we're so busy or we're overwhelmed or we don't believe that we really can have a good life, a good story, and so we settle for just what we have. And it might even be good, but again, we're settling. Here's a good song. I'll probably play it for the next few weeks as we are on this series. And it's a great song by a guy named Matthew West. It's The Story of Your Life. And it's really, really good. Some of the lyrics go like this. This is the story of your life, and it's a story worth telling. Breathe in deep. Feel your heart still breathing. Let's go see the reason you're alive. Isn't that good? See the reason you're alive. Oh, you are here, and love is up to something. So take your fear and leave it all behind. This is the story of your life. You decide how the rest is going to read. This is your chance between the lines to redefine what kind of legacy you leave. This is the story of your life, and it's a story worth telling. This is the joy, and it's the pain, and all the pages in between. Your finest hour, your weakest moment. It's where you've been, it's where you are, and it's where you're going. Enjoy this song. It's a great song.
Is this the end or only the beginning? The second chance you never thought you'd get. The question is, will you do something with it? Or spend your days lost in your regret? This is the story of your life. You decide how the rest is gonna read. This is your chance between the lines to redefine what kind of legacy you leave. This is the story of your life, and it's a story worth telling.
Love that song, and as I said, I'll play it again because it's just something that you know, again puts it all together for me, reminds me, and catalyzes again my heart to say yes, this is the journey that I choose to be on. It's what I call the yellow brick road, if you will, of our lives, being about the story that's already been written for us, our destiny, staying on that path. You know, there's a psalm in Psalm 139 in the Old Testament, and King David realized this, and he speaks of it, and he declares this. He said, all the days that God has ordained for me were written in his book before one of them came to pass. So what David came to realize is that God had a book, and it was called the Destiny Book for David. And I believe that God has a book for each one of us, and it has our name on it. And I believe God himself has written a story, our story, and he wants us to discover it. And here's how I know it again. See, I believe what the Bible says is true, and so I put my faith in that. And here's another promise from God revealing the same kind of thing. And God's speaking to his people, Israel, and he says, for I know the plans I have for you, the story I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart, and I will be found by you. Isn't that beautiful? Such a beautiful promise. And the promise comes from the heart of God, and it's so personally given for us. And we need to personally receive it and believe it, and then let the power of that have an effect on our lives that strengthens us and gives us courage to go for it, to believe for this. So, you know, there's the choice how we're going to do life. You know, are we going to do life alone, or are we going to allow God to lead us into the good destiny that He wrote for us? You know, are we going to write our own story, or are we going to maybe be in a place to believe and discover that our story's already been written and we just have to discover it? And I believe we discover it as we connect well with God and rightly with God. You know, here's the primary questions that, you know, we have to answer, really. You know, is there a God? Is there a God? You know, does He care about me? Does He see me? Does he really have a story written about me? Do you believe that? You know, I think we have to face that question. Is there a God? And then second question is this. Is He good? And is His plan for me good? You know, because it's one thing to believe in a God, but it's another thing to believe that He has a good plan for me. Many of us think that the plan is going to be something that's not so good. And so we avoid it and we don't want to face it. So we create our own plan. You know, and here's where we need convincing. You know, we start on our journey doing life with earthly help of family, friends, and significant others. So this is how the journey begins. We start our journey doing life with the good help of family, friends, and significant others. And you know, everybody's help is a mixed bag according to what they have, what they're able to give to us, whether it be truth or error or anything in between. You know, it's something that we received because we're children, we're naive, and we take it in, you know. And I believe God helps us through these good people, but waits and wants us to know Him and His help in a very personal way. And so as we get older and we start to recognize that we're spiritual beings and that the good of mom and dad and family and teachers and all that has helped us, but life's going to bring us to situations and circumstances that we have to reach out beyond ourselves. You know, sooner or later, our desire for greater fulfillment, for love and purpose, need of greater help than we've had before it from our earthly friends and family, from our own inner strength. You know, I say it every week on our invitation, intro rather, life's a journey that invites and demands that we find help beyond ourselves. And so life's going to bring us to this juncture and junctures where we got to reach out beyond ourselves, beyond the natural good of family, friends, and the resources that we have from them and that we have in our own person. And we're going to need help from a greater reality. And that's where our spirituality comes into play. You know, here are the times when we encounter and experience God and His help and His love. God has designed and allowed hard things, bigger things than we can resolve on our own, to introduce us to Him. And that here we find relationship with Him, and we find a resource that only He can bring to help us on our journey. And then we realize that I not to do life alone. God has intended and planned for me to get to know Him and for Him to be a shepherd or a guide so we can discover all the pages that He's already written for us. And so you can see here that He's desiring relationship with us. He's desiring to bring resource to us, to reveal the way to us so that we can respond appropriately, not alone, not doing life alone, but doing life with a shepherd that loves us and cares for us. I believe this is what the Bible says, and this is God's best for our lives. See, I believe this desire, this heart cry to not do life alone is a deep and central one in all our lives. You know, we have heart cries, and some of them are deeper and stronger, more priority ones than others. And this is, I believe, the deepest one, that we cry out to know that there's a God of love who loves us and wants to help us, wants to do life with us and help us along the journey so we can get all that He's desired and designed for us. And so I believe this is his best, and I believe this is his invitation to everyone on the planet. You know, and as I say each week, you know, this life is a journey. And so I think we are going to discover many, many things. And the most important discovery we can make on our journey is to discover that this God who is love, who wants to do life with us and help us. You know, there's a song by the Beatles that describes this very well. The long and winding road, you know, just again, the imagery of a journey, the imagery of our story being unfolded page by page, chapter by chapter, section of the book by another section of the book. This is our story. This is our life. This is how it all works. And the lyrics of the song are, the long and winding road that leads me to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away has left a pool of tears crying for the day. Why leave me standing here alone? Let me know the way. And so you can hear the heart cry. Let me know the way. Crying out beyond themselves. It's a prayer, if you will. Hoping that there's a God who can hear. Enjoy this song. It's a great song.
Long and winding road. Disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy
So today was kind of just like a general intro, and it's an intro including God in a way that I believe is essential for us to really be able to be the good story, enjoy the good story of our lives, and then even share our lives with others. Others would like to know a good story. There's people dying to read a good story, to see a good story. And you and I are made to be a good story to many people all around us, to inspire them on their own journey of life. It was great to talk with you today, and I want to personally be available, offer friendship and help to anyone who needs some. Feel free to call me at 949-328-7230. Come and visit us on a Sunday morning at the Women's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket. We have a community breakfast at 9 o'clock, and many and most of the homeless friends of our city join us, and we just get to know each other, serve each other a good hot meal. We're always looking for volunteers around 8:30 a.m. And then if you choose around 10 a.m., we have a Christian community gathering, we invite you to that. It's not mandatory, of course, to come to the breakfast is one thing. Come to the service is another thing. That's up to you. We are followers of Jesus in our city, making him visible and relevant. And that's our desire, to share the good thing that God has given to us. And so we look forward to talking with you next Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on our next Stairway to Heaven broadcast. Also come to Laguna Exchange, our nonprofit store on the corner of Anita and PCH. We're a buy, sell, and trade store featuring trendy, upscale, vintage clothes for women and men. And profits from the store help us help people in Laguna come into a new season of life. Have a great week.